One of my all-time favorite new products is called Lumi. And for me, I love it so much because whether I'm on the road or traveling, and we know we can't always get to a shower when we need to, this whole body deodorant is amazing because it is a deodorant that you can use everywhere. And like other deodorants, it is powered by mandelic acid and it'll control odor in a new way. It delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere. So, why is Lumi different? Because it's a whole body deodorant. Seriously safe to use anywhere on your body, and it was created by an OBGYN. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off of your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code STONED.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Hey, stoners. How's it going? I've been excited to do our podcast this week. I feel like I have lots of things to talk about.
Well, great.
Can we just start off by talking about, and I don't know if this is there in Nashville or with people you know, but why is everybody and their brother taking ivermectin?
We're going to talk about that.
I mean, do you know a bunch of people taking it?
I don't, but you know who would be a good phone-a-friend for this conversation?
Yes, who?
Adam Bobo.
Okay, well, so Adam Bobo is a friend of Brandy's who has been a friend of hers for a long, long time. And when we met him, he was an anesthesiologist. And then he started his own company in Nashville called Arete, and it's all about wellness. And they do wellness IVs, and he has infrared saunas and hyperbaric chambers. And so he's all about wellness. So that's why he would be a what?
Yes, he does all those things. But he also is like, really on the forefront of all this like cutting edge stuff that they can do with IVs and injections. They can like, I don't even know about it. Like I would need him to explain it, but he does these like NAD treatments that are like anti-aging through an IV. And he does all these different like therapies for his athletes. He's works on a lot of football players, a lot of basketball players, stuff like that. Like he really is on the cutting edge of a lot of that stuff. So I feel like if anybody were to know about the ivermectin benefits, it would be him.
I absolutely agree with that. But I don't know. You know what? It just all is too new. I don't know. There's just so many of these things I'm hearing about ivermectin being one that everybody I know has been taking. And I'm just like, but they do say it's an antibiotic that's been used for like 30 years in humans. So I don't know. It's just like a big thing here. Everybody in LA I talk to is taking ivermectin. And the other one that everybody takes now to lose weight is Ozempic. And it's a shot.
People should not be doing that. And here's the thing. That's for people with diabetes. And now there's a shortage of it. And people that actually have diabetes can't get that shot.
Are you serious? I believe that. It is just so nuts that everybody I talk to is on it. Everybody. It's crazy. Anyway.
I don't love it.
Well, if next week people want to call in and talk about their either Ozempic or ivermectin stories would be fabulous because I'm so interested in the whole ivermectin thing.
I'm more interested in that. I don't care about the stupid shot for weight loss everyone's doing. I think it's stupid.
It is. It's so silly. But anyway, the other thing is like, I don't know that I believe like in all these vitamins and stuff either.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like, everybody's on so many supplements. Like, do those work? And like, I don't know.
I think it depends on the supplement.
Uh-huh.
Because the thing is, it's not a question of, are those vitamins and supplements good for you? They're things that we're deficient in because America's food is bullshit and sucks. Yeah. So it's like, we do need those things, but like, are the supplements really getting into our system when we take them? It would be my question. Like, how effective are they?
Absolutely. That's my whole thing. Is like, I don't know. And then, I don't know. Everything's all about the gut and the brain. And I totally believe that. I don't know if they absorb and do all the things. And I do think there's different companies and all that good stuff. But it's just like, God, it's a lot to take supplements.
Somebody posted, and I can't remember who it was or where I saw it, but it was on Instagram on their someone's story. And somebody posted this like quote that somebody said, and it said, American food is designed to put you in an American hospital where then they prescribe you American pharmaceuticals. And that is the circle. And it's fucked up. And I truly believe it.
It's so bad. Okay. So last night, Dom and I are watching TV, and I'm not kidding. I bet in 2.5-3 hours, I saw probably 20 pharmaceutical commercials. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, first of all, I have terrible health anxiety. And then I can't even watch friggin' TV without telling me I need to take something if I have this, this, and this. And then it's going to give me horrible symptoms, including running to the bathroom nonstop. No thanks. And I'm just like, by the end of it, I'm just like completely ridden with anxiety about my health. And I do not understand. And everybody else, every other country, they don't do that there.
No, that's the number one thing. When I have people from like other countries come visit or come whatever, and I'm around them, like that's the number one thing that I hear people say is, what is with all these drug commercials? Like, we do not have this where I live, you know?
Absolutely.
It's disturbing. Yeah.
You know, like I had Kai, who was from, you know, lives in South Africa. And mm-hmm. then Dom, who's Australian, and then his brother Damon, who lives in Ireland. None of those places do this at all. It's insane.
Well, this is a depressing topic. It really is.
And honestly, if I see one more darn commercial about being a senior citizen over the age of 55, I'm going to friggin' shoot the damn TV off the wall.
Is that what's considered a senior citizen is 55 and up?
It used to be 62, and I don't know where you're getting
them. Where'd you hear 55?
On a commercial.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think by the time this podcast comes out, you will have turned 1 year older, MT.
Yes, I will. And we're going to say it's 55.
But that's not right.
I'm adopted. Nobody really knows when I was really born.
True.
I'm always using that. I'm like, I don't know that I'm really this age because I was adopted, and I do know that my birth mother could have put down anything.
The hospital's though pretty accurate.
That's true.
You're so crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so Tizzle had a birthday last weekend.
Yes, she did.
I guess we can't say what you did because you don't know yet.
Nope, I don't. But you know what? It's going to be very chill, no party, just hanging. Because, Molly usually gets all crazy and has me a party every year.
Yeah, she does. She loves a party.
She loves a party. And I love her for that. But this year I'm like, let's not do that. Let's just have a little chill day, like maybe at the beach or just whatever, but nothing major.
Oh, the beach, yeah. Well, I was thinking for my birthday, which is also around the corner.
It is.
I was thinking we would go have a cute lunch at South Hall, that new beautiful like resort down the street from here. Have you seen the pictures of that place?
No.
Oh my God, you would love. It's like this gorgeous like hotel and spa that they just built right here, like in on the outskirts of Leapers. And I've been wanting to eat there. So I thought we could go have like a nice lunch there. And then I thought we could get massages because I found the best masseuse in Nashville. And I was going to tell you guys who it is and where to go see her, but I'm not because she's already hard to get into. And I am keeping this information to myself so that I don't have a harder time getting in to see her. But I thought we could have her come to the house.
Wait, this place, it sounds amazing.
South Hall?
Yes.
Yeah, you should look it up whenever you can, but it's beautiful. They've been building it for years. I've been seeing them build it. It's the place with the greenhouses on Carter's Creek, and I've always driven by there, and I'm like, what are these greenhouses? Like, what is this?
That place looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, and I heard the food there is great. A lot of it's farm to table, if not all of it, and I think we should go there for my birthday.
Honestly, I will say, like, the reason Nashville is so amazing is because they just have not only the most amazing food, just the amazing restaurants in general, like vibes. And like, there's just stuff to do, you know, like Nashville's a fun city. It really is.
Speaking of, you know, I played a show, gosh, by the time this comes out, it's going to be old news, but I played a show here in Nashville at the Bobby Hotel and Trey Cyrus came out and made a special appearance.
I heard it. I mean, honestly, I'm so jealous. I didn't get to see it. I've been wanting this to happen for how long?
Okay. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding?
Yeah.
It does me too. So hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
I've actually been taking Nutrafol for a long time, been a long time Nutrafol fan because I got some fine thin hair from Tish over here. And it really is just so easy. You get put on your auto ship. It shows up at your door on a schedule that works for you. And if you aren't familiar with which formula of Nutrafol to buy, you can go on their website and take their hair wellness quiz. And you just answer a few different questions and they'll tell you exactly what to take.
Already did that.
Oh, we did.
I actually love Nutrafol. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name's Julia. I've been a stoner since the beginning, and I'm so happy you guys are back. The reason that I'm calling today is because my boyfriend and I just moved in together into a tiny little cabin. It just has a kitchen, main living room, bathroom, obviously, and then our bedroom is a loft above it, so it's super, super tiny. And I'm looking for tips on how to organize. You know, obviously, we've got all of our clothes. We have two big German Shepherds, you know, and all of their stuff. So really just tips on how to organize in small spaces. That would be super helpful. Also, Tish, I'm so happy for you. Every time that you, you know, talk about Dom and get all mushy about your relationship, it just makes me smile and it reminds me of my own. And I'm so happy for you. Anyways, love the podcast. And I'm so happy you guys are back. And I look forward to getting some advice on organizing in small spaces.
I'm glad someone called him with some high design because I've been missing it.
Me too. First of all, can we get t-shirts that say OG Stoners?
Yeah, that's cute.
And a cute OG
Stoners.
What was
the other t-shirt we were talking about? The socks.
Oh, and the socks. And we were also talking about something that says, I am moving and something. Oh, I am moving. I'm thinking and tinking.
Oh my God, we cannot make that a shirt.
Is that what it is? Why?
That's insane. No one's going to wear that. I want the Stoner's input on merch.
I do too. I do love a good tube sock.
We got to do that for sure.
I love that idea. It would be so good.
So let's circle back to the Stoner's question.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get t-shirts.
I regret telling you to get stoned.
Because she said she was an original Stoner.
No, that was not the question. Yeah, but the question was, how do I stay organized in a small place?
I'm going there.
You are yuckas. You're really taking a detour.
Okay, you go.
No, this is TRMT.
Okay, so I was just getting ready to say, I've been seeing so many cool organizing things lately. Like, number one, that shelving I sent you from IKEA. Like, it is so
dirt
cool.
Cheap.
It is dirt cheap. And it's like wall shelving. But my thing is it's still so decorative and pretty that you can put it on the wall. And then, and all of the squares have different like wicker baskets and just use that for so much storage. And so things like that, like didn't feel like used to have. I feel like because everybody loves organization now, they're starting to make really cute things that can actually be out. That still is very good for organization, but also looks amazing. You just did a lot of stuff too. And like, I'm a big like clear bin girl or clear drawer. And I like love a label. Like I could be, love a label. But I do think, you know, being organized is the most important thing in a small space. Big, you know, like.
Yeah, IKEA is great for that.
IKEA
is great for that. I feel like it's cheap. IKEA is a pain in the ass to put together, but I that is where I buy most of my organizational stuff. Container Store, it has some things, but it's expensive.
I love like clear bins or clear drawers and labels. And in a small space, I just feel like you absolutely have to be so organized or it would drive you crazy. But it's my favorite thing to do to organize. And I always, when I get in that mood to organize, I love it because I get rid of a lot of things. Like, I just feel like a good clean out, a good, like, I like literally like every 2 or 3 months do a huge like organization week, literally where I'll go room by room. Now it's a little crazy, but that's my OCD kicking in, truly. Molly too. But I just think that you're so much more productive and in a better mood if all your things are in, you know, the right place, and it makes packing easier. It makes everything just so much easier if you're organized.
Yeah, very true.
And I just told you, I found the cutest little thing. And it says it's like a little teeny console for an entry, but it's probably only like 16 inches tall. And it is so cute. And I either saw it, look, it was either for, you could use it as a little cute low console and put things on, but most people were using it to put shoes on right beside their front door. It is so cute. I just bought one and I have to put the link up. I don't know what it is about it. It's like, it's just so like, it's genius. I wish I would have thought of it because it truly could be either for shoes or like I bought it because I'm going to put plants on it. Yes, that's what I'm going to do with it. But it's just like, and it's so good for a small space and it's not expensive, like a little over $100, I believe. I'm not for sure, but I'll have to look. But it's just like a genius idea. And I feel like you can just find so much now that's cute and functional.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like the key to a small place is everything that can be functional, like make it that way. So
yes.
That hide stuff away.
Yep.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Robin Rose. I'm calling from Bay Area, California. I just want to say I'm so incredibly excited for you, Mama T. Congratulations on your engagement. I'm so happy to see you happy, and I hope you're doing well. So I have a question for you, Mama T. I just signed my first lease for a studio apartment here in the Bay Area. I'm really, really excited. And I wanted to know some kind of like interior design layout ideas to make the most of a smaller studio apartment space. If you have any tips, I'd love to know. Love the podcast. Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Kind of a similar question.
Okay, but these, when they like congratulate me and tell me they want me to be happy and call me Mama T, it makes me so He's just so sweet.
Are you still taking that hormone or are you off of that?
No, I'm on it.
I feel like it's making you a tad emotional.
I mean, it's just cute. I just love this. And it just like, I love our stoners. It's just the sweetest thing.
So I do too.
Anyway, okay. I love a small apartment. I really do. I just think that you.
No. I love a small apartment.
Remember when we did yours in Denver?
I loved that apartment. It was great.
Here's the good thing is like you need so little. And I think that would be my biggest suggestion is like if you can do kind of just like a bigger couch, like more of an oversized couch, and then not have like chairs and all this stuff. I just think it's like a bigger statement and you don't need, you know, more things. I think just the simplicity of just that and a rug and a cute coffee table is so much better.
Yeah, less is definitely more in a studio.
Absolutely. And then I find too that like because you don't need much, like you could spend a little more on, you know, just a few things. Whereas like if you were in a place bigger that you'd have to, you know, get so much. So I think that's the thing. And I also love in a small space like that, kind of like a bigger artwork over a couch, just because I feel like everything in a small space like that, you know, if you just make it a statement
mm-hmm.
instead of doing a lot of little things.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I'm really into simple and simplistic right now. Like Noah's house, like I think it is so cool, her house. And it's like very 70s, like in a great way, like all hardwood floors. But like I went over and she used to have all this art all over all her walls, very colorful. Like I loved it. It was like, I just thought it looked incredible. And she told me before I came, she goes, "Don't freak. I took all my artwork down." And I was like, I'm going to literally kill her. This is going to look terrible. And I walked in and I loved it. It was like only because like we did a lot of plants in her house. And it's so cool because her fireplace also like to the left of the fireplace, but built into it has a planter, like literally built in. And so it's all like this really cool stone. And so there's like a big palm tree, a real palm tree, like in the house. And then we put plants all over that room. So it was really just a massive oversized cream couch. And she had gotten the most gorgeous new rug from Lulu in Georgia. I was so proud of her. Like, it was sick. Like I was jealous. It was an all neutral rug, but really cool. And then her white couch, and she had some cool throws on it, like kind of furry throws and just stuff. Nothing on the walls and just all the plants. And then she has like a really long, like walnut console. And then her big TV over it and a mm-hmm. coffee table. And that was it. And it looked so sick. It made me want to come home and take all my art down.
Really?
Yes. It was so cool.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of Noah, I just cannot say enough about her boyfriend, Pincus.
Oh, can we talk about him?
Absolutely. I mean.
I never know. I'm like, she posts them, but I try not to like air her out too much because I feel like she's like, it's like not a secret boyfriend, but it's like a low-key boyfriend.
It is. But you know what? They posted themselves on Instagram, so it's free reign.
Okay, great.
But I'm not going to say too much. I'm just going to say that I absolutely adore him. And the two of them together creatively is insane. It's like she met someone who totally understands her brain and like... I feel like that's how Dom was with me.
Oh boy.
I do. But
like, here we go.
I just feel like, so they were talking about taking these really cool samples of his and they're all neutral, like neutral fabrics, and putting those on the wall in some like form to look like art. And I was just like, I would have never thought to do that. Like that is such a sick idea, but they just, I don't know, like his clothing line is just so cool. And I just, I'm so happy for her.
Well, that is just lovely. I can't wait to meet the little fella.
Oh, he's just, honestly, I cannot say enough good things about him. He's freaking amazing. So yeah. And they're just so happy.
Love that.
I do too.
I love that. Maybe Noah will start writing happy music.
I know. I was thinking that.
I don't know if that's ever going to be in the cards, but we'll see.
Probably not.
Dear NT.
Oh.
Hey, y'all. This is Kate from Dallas. I am a longtime listener. Actually started listening during the pandemic, and I was on a podcast, one of y'all's very first podcasts. I left a little question, but it is funny how times have changed. My question this time is, how the hell do you know when enough is enough in a relationship? How do you know when it's time to cut the cord? And maybe that's my answer that I'm coming here to ask y'all for advice. But when is enough enough? When do you need to tell your heart, you know, enough is enough? It's time to move on. You can't keep reopening the past. I look up to y'all so much, and I would very much so appreciate a little advice.
Cute.
She definitely stoned.
Yep.
Well, she said it before I could. I was going to say, if you're having the thought of, yep, like, when is enough, like, it's probably enough.
There is no question. The fact that you're, yeah, even thinking that, it's time. And here's the, mm-hmm, thing. Even though you've had enough, like, and you're just, like, it is just so never easy to leave. It is honestly, no, just the absolute worst thing, like, to go through. It truly is. Like, I can't even sugarcoat it, because, like, it's just so much. I mean, and you don't have kids, which I think probably makes it somewhat easier. But, like, life is just so short. And I think, you know, I tell Brandy this, like, if you're in a relationship, like, in a year, definitely two, you pretty much know, like, especially at your all's age, like in your 30s, like, I do feel like, you know, and like, if it's not right, don't stay. Like, it's just takes, you know, away from the time that you can find the person that is right. And I just truly, you saying enough is enough to me says it is mm-hmm, time. And it, like, it also, like, for me, like, it, you know, when I filed for divorce, like, I was hurting because, well, I was just like, I was given no other choice, really. Like, I had to file for divorce, but it hurt me so bad that I thought that, that I was also hurting him, you know, and, mm-hmm, I'm, like, so sensitive, things like that. And I never want to hurt people's feelings or make them feel sad. Like, it's actually a real problem for me. Like, it's, I'm so, like, bad at communication, but, you know, it's just a sucky situation to go through. But breaking up is, like, at this point, it sounds like, is the best thing that you can do for not only you, but your partner.
That was great advice.
Was it?
Yeah. I loved it.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. My name's Liz. I'm from Michigan. First, I just want to say congratulations to Tizzle on her engagement. I guess it's not really a question I have. I just kind of want advice from both of you. So I got broken up with in October, and we're going on 7 months of me being single now, and I'm still not over it. My ex and I, we were together for a little over a year and a half, but I honestly thought that I was going to be with him for the rest of my life, and I still feel like that to this day. I'm just struggling because I literally have dreams about him all the time, dreams of him asking me to, like, get back together with him, and I really feel like it will happen one day, but I'm just a big baby, I guess. So any advice you could give me on moving on, or just, I don't know, having hope, I guess. Love you guys. Bye.
This is definitely a Brandy question, because
I knew she was going to say that.
No, because I'm not good at goodbye.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to say, because I'm kind of in the same boat.
Well, like, I just
not the exact same boat, but a similar boat.
Yeah, I don't do well with these situations. I go into a psychological breakdown, but Brandy gets through things really easy.
Trey said that too the other night. I am, you know what? Here's some fucking cold hard truth for you. I'm good at it because I've had to do it a lot. Everyone fucking leaves. And so, yeah, I've gotten really fucking good at getting over it because everyone leaves.
That's not true.
So that's, yes, it is true.
No.
Everyone leaves. So, yes.
Not everyone.
Everyone has left. But that's fine because I'm fine on my own. I'm great on my own. I like being on my own. Like, it's all fine. So, yes, I'm good at it. But I will say, like, I do relate to a lot of what you said. I've been broken up with my ex now for, God, 2.5 years. Like, we're at a point now, I'm at a point now where we have been broken up longer than we were together.
Oh, wow.
Usually that, like, when I was younger, like in my 20s, I always kind of had this like rule in my head that it takes as long as you are with someone to get over them. And it tracked pretty well for me throughout my 20s. Like, dated a guy for 2 years, took me about 2 years to really fully be over him. You know, dated a guy for 6 months, only took me about 6 months to get over it. Like, it's kind of a good rule of thumb. So I kind of really felt that way about this one. And I will say it's easier now. But I wouldn't say I'm like entirely 100% over it the way I was the rest. And for me, I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but for me, I think what helps is knowing that it's okay for me to never fully be 100% over it. I think like that love will stay with me for the rest of my life. And I think that if I have this expectation that I'm going to be 100% healed and it's not ever going to affect me again, that that's just not going to happen. So I've just kind of accepted that that's part of being who I am and that that might not ever leave me. And that helped me, not that I've moved on, but like it helped me at least like have hope for something else and be willing to like be open-minded about something else. Just, you know, not knowing that like I don't have to let go of that completely in order to move on. And so that's kind of where I'm at. And I have been out with other people and, like I still like, not that I'm like actively dating because I just like don't do that, but I'm very open to like other relationships and finding somebody. And it has taken a very long time for me to get there. So I would say for you, like maybe just, you know, come to accept like, you know what, maybe you won't ever be over it, but that may not mean like that you guys are going to get back together. I think if you hold on to, you know, some notion that you'll find your way back to each other someday, it's just going to make things harder for you. I think if you guys find each other again someday, like that's beautiful and that's amazing. And I hope that happens for you, but I don't think you should depend on it because it will make it harder for you to move on or be, you know, be without him or find someone else. So that's my advice.
And you know what somebody just said that I thought made a lot of sense is like that we all go through these things, like relationships and whatsoever, but they're all just like seasons, you know, like seasons totally. In our life. And like, you can even be like, I'm so thankful for that season. Like, you know, for the most part, you know, it was really great. And, you know, it was such a great part of my life. And, you know, maybe it'll come back around, but if it doesn't, I'll be in another season, you know? And I think if you can, you know what, this is all just bullshit. It sucks.
I really liked where you were going there for a minute.
Well, I do think we have seasons, but like when you're heartbroken, I mean, truly, if you are heartbroken in the moment, like there is nothing that feels worse and you're just sick at your stomach. And it is just the worst feeling ever. And I mean, sorry that you're going through that. I mean, and there are ways to get in a different mindset. I would say the biggest thing that I wish I would have done that people told me to do when I was in that situation is move my body, like get out of bed and go take a freaking walk or go do stuff, like get out in nature. I did not do that. I stayed in my bed and literally had freaking, like I was nutso, but you know, when I would actually get out of bed, because Toshi would literally be like, you are absolutely not canceling again, like, and make me do it, I would feel so much better and so glad that I did. And it's just like, it's hard to make yourself be like that, or, you know, just even literally getting out of bed feels hard. But, you know, and just know that it is a season and it's, you're never going to feel like that way forever. You don't. And so know that there's the other side of it, you know?
Absolutely. Also, a dog helps. So if you don't have a dog, maybe think about getting one.
Tremendously. Tremendously.
My Azzy girl is my everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more.
Hi, Tish and Randy. My name is Brenna. I'm calling from Boston. I have a question. So my best friend is getting married in August, and for her bachelorette weekend, we are flying out to San Diego at the end of July. I've never been to the West Coast, and I know a lot of the girls going haven't been to San Diego, so I was just wondering if you guys had any recommendations for things to do in the area, restaurants, bars, beaches, anything like that. She's a really low-key bride, so anything with, like, chill vibes. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you had any ideas or anything, like any places that are kind of a must go to. Love you guys. Love the pod.
I'm so glad she asked this question.
Oh, great.
Not right in San Diego, but I'm sure you guys will have a car. There is a place, and it's probably like 30 minutes outside of San Diego, worth the drive. And it is a little beach town called Solano Beach. And I love that you said she's a low-key bride, because it is a very low-key, like, little town. And it's right next to another beach town called Cardiff by the Sea. And it is absolutely amazing. And I've never, like, do you remember when we would horse show there, Bran?
Oh, of course. I love it there.
It is absolutely magical. And it is.
Well, I guess it's San Clemente is a little further, huh?
Yeah, San Clemente's further. So, well, this is closer to San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I love San Clemente, but Solano Beach is what I love about it is within the town, there is a homes district, and it's this beautiful outdoor shopping space, and almost everything in there. There's some really, I haven't been in like a few years. So there used to be like three really great clothing stores, and then so much in the home design space. And it is like you can just spend days walking through there. And I have a beautiful peacock chair that I got there at a vintage store. And it's so beautiful. And it was only like $300. I see them on Etsy for like $1,200. And it's just the most magical place. And then you also have the ocean. And then you have Del Mar, which is right beside it with so many amazing restaurants. And so if you kind of want to get out a little bit, I would absolutely go to Solano Beach.
It is very cute. I don't know a whole lot about San Diego. I've been a couple times, but not spent much time. But I will say downtown San Diego is popping.
Like,
there's so much to do. Everyone's out walking around. There's a ton of really great restaurants. Great sushi, if you're into that. A lot of rooftop pools and bars and clubs and just so much to do. I played at a place called the Pendry Hotel. I forget what their rooftop is called, but I played a set there over the summer, and it was a very cool vibe. And afterwards, we just went out and walked around, and there were just people coming and going from everywhere. So I think if you're staying right downtown, you'll definitely find lots to do. Highly recommend dinner reservations, though, because things do get busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. Like San Diego, I don't know it well, but anytime I've been, I have absolutely loved it. It's beautiful. And like Coronado, there's a little island. Is that called Balboa Island, I believe? So, so cute. If you all decide to kind of venture out, Balboa Island is so cute. Definitely something to go do. But yeah, it's amazing there. Everything's just so, it just feels so clean, and everybody, I don't know, it just feels really, really good. Feels, you know, it reminds me of a little bit of how Colorado feels in like some ways, not like people are outside riding their bikes, walking, boating. Like, it's very outdoorsy.
Yeah, it is. Well, we love the Stoners. Thanks, guys, for calling in. I feel like that was a really good round of Dear MTs this week.
It was great.
Yeah. So real quick, just if you guys would like to call in and be featured on Dear MT, you can call us and leave us a voicemail with your questions. The number is 5167-STONER, and we'll play your question on the pod. We love anything from like any type of advice. Of course, we love the high design questions. Keep those coming. And we will feature it, and it's our favorite segment. So keep calling. You got any baked goods before we go?
You know what? I was just going to say, I have ordered a few things.
I'm on here. You got some wicker furniture. Where are you putting that?
So at the trailer, I have a little, that trailer we talk about. And so I just thought that was really cute with some modern chairs.
Yeah, it could be cute.
Do you hate it?
I don't know. I can't tell.
I know. I thought that too, but I just thought on my trailer's all black and I just wanted to add it. It felt beachy to me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it
Yeah, up. I could do that.
But then I have these four white metal chairs. They're like a distressed white, but they're white. And I was going to do them with that because mm-hmm. they look very industrial. So I was going to do that with the wicker and I thought it could be really cute. No?
Yeah, super cute.
Okay.
What is this tennis ball cart? What the heck is that?
Dom and I are playing tennis.
As a matter of fact, need a cart?
He asked me what I wanted for my birthday. I said tennis racket with the little cute.
Oh, back. Wow. That's a good gift.
Yeah. So that's what he's getting me.
Yeah.
And the cart is because
I'll send him some bag options.
Great. And so the cart is because he calls us fossils.
Okay.
He says we're hilarious. Fossils. So that's so we can just pick all the balls up and put them in there instead of every time walking around and bending over, you know, so you put them all back in. So we'll put that in.
Oh, very, very cute.
And no, but okay. I also ordered the cutest. Well, I haven't gotten it out of the box yet, but it's a really cute outdoor end table that was so cheap and looked so cute. And so I wanted to put that up for the Stoners because I just feel like outdoor furniture can be so ugly. And so this is really, really cute. It's like you can do it in different color metals and like with different tops. I did like a white metal with a white oak top. And it looks so cute. Yeah. So I'm going to put that up too.
Is that an Amazon purchase? I don't see that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Amazon.
Well, you know what I bought? It's boring as all hell, but I bought like USB-C cables for my iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I've always been I don't know why I'm just so like adamant about like buying Apple products from the Apple store. I think like I've been brainwashed to believe that those are the only ones that work correctly and they're so freaking expensive. And I just ordered 3 USB-C cables for like $10 and they're like 6 feet long and they're so long and so great. 10 feet long.
And they're like 10 bucks. Are they like the flexible ones?
No, I don't like those so much. They look just like Apple cords. Like they look the exact same and it says Apple MFi certified. I don't know what that means, but I'm a sucker for that. And I bought them and I'll never buy from Apple again. Jeez.
Okay, well, let's put that link up.
Yeah, we will for show.
Because the Apple cords are outrageous.
They're so expensive. It's so dumb.
I know. Okay, great. Because I'm going to get some.
Yeah, they come in different colors, but I got white like a boring person.
I think that would be my color preference too. Just to kind of blend in.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, see you guys next week. Love y'all.
I love my nails.
Here we go again.
and my ring. How pretty.
Okay. We love y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Tish was a little more sober, so I don't know. Hopefully it's as good.
It's not.
Well, you know, one clear-ish minded episode, you know, a month wouldn't hurt us.
I mean, I was a little stoned, especially when I thought I was talking to you and Motley.
Yeah, you were stoned there for a minute. Okay, well, enjoy Ben Tally. Don't do anything stupid to your face.
Okay, I won't.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.